Good morning, it's Thursday, July 15th. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. Expect cloudy to partially cloudy with temperatures in the high 60s. A clear evening with overnight clouds and temperatures in the low 50s. The Pierce County Medical Examiner's Office is releasing most of the names of the people who died in last month's extreme heat wave. The 20 victims ranged in age from 53 to 96. The list of heat wave identifications so far includes 8 people from Tacoma, 6 from Puyallup, 2 from Sumner, 2 from Lakewood, 1 from Spanaway and 1 from Ferncrest. The total number of deaths for Pierce County is now at 23, though officials warn the number could change as more cases are investigated. Most of Washington is now under a drought emergency, but the Tacoma and Seattle areas are exempt. That's according to a press conference by Governor Jay Inslee. It means the water supply is projected to be 75% below average and water users might suffer undue hardship. This comes 2 weeks after the governor declared a state of emergency over the growing wildfire risk. As for why Tacoma isn't facing a drought, the Green River has been the city's main source of water for 100 years. The Tacoma Public Utilities website shows the water supply's average as of June 25. Former Seattle Seahawks player Richard Sherman is in legal trouble. The former All-Pro and franchise icon was booked into King County Jail yesterday on suspicion of possible burglary domestic violence. That's a Class B felony under state law, which says a person is guilty of residential burglary if, with intent to commit a crime against a person or property therein, the person enters or remains unlawfully in a dwelling other than a vehicle. The Washington State Patrol is also investigating Sherman for possible charges of hit and run and impaired driving. A trooper found a crashed vehicle on Highway 520 near Redmond registered to Sherman. It's a COVID-19 milestone for Washington State. Health officials say 70% of those age 16 or older have gotten at least one dose of vaccine. Secretary of Health Dr. Umair Shah says the state has given almost 8 million doses to about 4.3 million people statewide. He notes that although the target is met for initial doses, some communities are still lagging behind. Shah also warns that about half the state's population is vulnerable, including kids under the age of 12 because they are not eligible for vaccines. Washington ranks 9th for its fully vaccinated population. Vermont is first. One of the sites testing the safety and effectiveness of COVID-19 vaccine booster shots is here in Western Washington. UW Medicine is among 12 institutions chosen by the National Institutes of Health for the trial. The test will mix and match types of doses for participants using a single shot of the Johnson & Johnson booster. That will include those who received other types of the vaccine. The University of Washington School of Medicine will monitor paid participants for about a year. The next time you visit your healthcare provider, don't assume everyone is vaccinated. Hospitals and medical clinics in the Pierce County area have not mandated vaccines for workers. Local health systems like MultiCare and Virginia Mason Franciscan Health leave the choice up to employees. Kaiser Permanente set up a sweepstakes with prizes such as a trip to Disneyland to encourage staff and patients to get vaccinated. Labor unions, including the Washington State Nurses Association, are endorsing voluntary compliance over mandates. The history of music in Tacoma is on display this week. An exhibit is at the Tacoma Historical Society, organized by Kim Davenport, a local historian and University of Washington Tacoma professor. Familiar names like The Ventures, The Fabulous Wailers, and The Sonics are included in Davenport's work. But she wanted to highlight the lesser-known aspects of the city's musical history, such as a children's chorus performing the song Tacoma Rose of the West for 20,000 people at the Stadium Bowl in 1910. Other booster melodies included Watch Tacoma Grow in 1906 of the rivalry between the City of Destiny and Seattle. The exhibit runs through Saturday. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit dntoffers.com to sign up. Have a great day!